As I wandered out on the streets of Miami, I said to myself, this is some fancy town. I called up my partner and said, hello, Sammy. Go pack up your satchel and mosey on down. I got me a bunk in the old Honey Plaza, with breakfast and dinner included, of course. I caught 40 winks on my private piazza. Then I rented a pinto from Hertz Rent a Horse. My partner flew down on a non-scheduled airline. You never did see such a pale-looking man. I recognized him from his receding hairline. He recognized me from my beautiful tan. 'Twas then that I heard fighting words from my partner. He said, Marvin, the Roni is no place to stay. I'm going to the Fontainebleau. Partner, it's Modner. And I'll charge to the firm $60 a day.
You charge to the firm $60 a day.
I said to him, pale face, you hanker for trouble. With the company checkbook, you quick on the draw. He smiled and said, stranger, for me that goes double. 'Cause west of the Fontainebleau, I am the law. Next morning, the whole Lincoln Road was deserted, and somewhere a hi-fi was playing a tune. 'Cause everyone knew someone's gonna be murdered in a duel in the sun on the stroke of high noon.
A duel in the sun at the stroke of high noon.
I took careful aim with my trusty revolver. The clock in the Fontainebleau struck 12 o'clock. I shot and Sam crumbled just like a piece halva. And that's what they call a bad day at Black Rock. They came with a posse and took my 6-gun away. The crowd was too angry to leave me in jail. The sheriff said, outlaw, I'm gonna let you run away. But don't ever be seen south of Fort Lauderdale. So now I can never go back to Miami. And New York is so cold that a person could die. I'd be better off dead, like my late partner Sammy, 'cause he's in that big Fontainebleau in the sky.
St. Pete, I found my baby there. St. Pete, St. Pete, Lord, I found my baby there. No one like my baby any place, anywhere. I say, baby, oh, baby, she's always by my side. I said, baby, oh, baby, now, she's always by my side. No one like my baby, she's always satisfied. Thank you.
need you. I'm Professor Dum Dum, scientist of music and human behavior. I'm a little bit late, because there was big accident on highway, and I hope people died. Because when I looked at the wreckage, most of the vehicles were SUVs. Ha ha ha! I'm so happy! Ha ha ha! Ha! That's what you get for making me late for the radio. I hate your SUV. I can't stand driving behind one. I can't see anything in front. It's almost like going to a movie theater and your fat mother is sitting in front of me. I can't see the screen. Oh! So, we're going to play a joke on the unsuspecting public. What is going to happen is I'm going to play one song and only one song, because one is the loneliest number. And then I'm going to come back on the air and I'm going to pretend that it is a weekly show about suicide called Suicide Pride. I got the idea last week, but I played more music than talk and there was so much that could have been said. So we're going to do it again. What am I talking about? Well, I'll tell you. We're going to pretend that this show, Suicide Pride, is about people who call up, who want to commit suicide, but they want to have a unique way to do it. So they go down in the history books. So it could be, last week someone, Nick the Bard, he was anonymous. You will all be anonymous today. He wanted to drink liquid nitrogen and then have someone throw a dodgeball at him. Because you know, you put a flower in liquid nitrogen and you drop it on the floor, it shatters like glass. And then you step on it and you say, ouch. So, alright. I want you to concoct creative, absurd, I don't care, techniques for killing yourself. And then you call up. As if you really want my panel of scientists to delve into the data banks and see if you have a real unique idea. And then you get the green light to go kill yourself!
I'm sitting here alone in darkness waiting. Time to come, death means just life. Please let me die in solitude.
it's made me sad in the pants. Welcome to another weekly installment of Suicide Pride, where you, the caller, calls up. Otherwise, why am I going to call you the caller? I should just call you the listener if you're just going to listen. Don't just look at me when I'm talking to you. Call up 201-209-9368. I put your big buttocks on the air. 201-209-9368. If you are new to the show, every week we discuss people who want to kill themselves in an original way. And we try to assist them. No, we don't try to assist them killing themselves. We just try to assist them in finding a unique way to do away with yourself. 201-209-9368. WFMU, are you on the air? Oh, I always forget how to do it. Hello, are you on the air?
Get up.
So that is a good way to kill yourself, by calling me and making me hate you. And then when you see me at the party and say, I'm the guy who did that, don't be surprised if you lose some teeth. 201-209-9368. Sometimes people don't want to be brave and do away with themselves. They choose death by cop. Don't do it if you want to be original. Don't aim a gun at a cop. He will shoot you, and you are going to be a loser, because older people have done it. Don't be unoriginal. If I wanted something else to kill me, I would taunt a shark. There are fish that are sometimes territorial. I would step in the water and then go back on the boat and look. Ha ha! I would laugh at the shark. And then when the shark forgets about it for a little bit, I'll sneak up behind it and I'll bite them. I will bite the shark. And maybe I was not considered a prey item before. But all of a sudden, I'm going to get some teeth around my throat. WFMU, are you on the air?
I'll kick your ass.
All right, you're calling the wrong program. This program is about you calling up to find a way to kill yourself in the original way. I have a panel of scientists who are examining data. They're not just Google. They are going to find all the histories of suicides to make sure that your suicide attempt is unique. You don't want to do something that has been done before. I don't want to shoot myself in the head. I don't want to do it. Well, one of the reasons is my forehead is mighty. It can break bricks. Such is the might of my forehead. It should be called an 8-head. 201-209-9368. Call up. Tell me how you want to kill yourself, and I will let you know if it's an original idea. Don't pop pills. Don't overdose. Pretty much anything under the sun that you can overdose on has been overdosed on. WFMU, are you on the air?
Hello?
Yeah!
This is your radio show.
Yes, it is!
I'm from out of town, so this is interesting. I like it.
Oh, you're welcome. And have you thought about how to kill yourself?
Well, I wasn't thinking about how. I don't know how. I don't know. Take a whippet or something.
Well, if you were to do it, would you do it the cliché way? Or would you think of a unique way to do it?
A unique way? Let's think. Jim, think of something. Hurry up.
But the challenge would be maybe to use something that's not harmful, like a balloon.
Like a what?
A balloon.
A balloon?
Yeah. You could use a balloon for a way it was not meant to be used.
Yes. I was thinking the whippet balloon thing, you know.
A whippet balloon? And what would you do with the whippet balloon? You would flagellate someone?
No, a whippet is a whipped cream can, and you inhale it, and you could die happy.
I thought you called it whippet, because calling a person an it instead of a she or a he, but sometimes a he, she is an it, you call it a whippet to show dominance. But no, it is not whipping somebody, right?
Yeah.
It is
what?
It is about practicing dentistry, right? With the laughing gas?
Yeah, that's what a whippet is, yep. It's like a laughing gas.
So how would you use a whippet to kill yourself? Would you perhaps stroll along the ledge of a skyscraper and then do a whippet?
Yeah, that would work. That's a good idea.
Yeah, because then the balance is off, and then sometimes you don't want to know when the bullet is coming, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that one.
So you just let it up to your dizziness to fall off the building, and you don't care about the heights, right? Because you're laughing.
Yeah, that'll work. See, that's a good idea.
See, my panel of scientists said that is quite an original suicide attempt.
That's a good one.
Do you think you would try that in the future?
Yeah, I'll call you. Thanks. This was an interesting show. I like your show.
Oh, thank you. Well, be sure to log on the website that is your suicide attempt. So in case you don't do it and somebody else does it, you will still get credit for that suicide idea.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
That was a delightful phone call. If you would like to share your own idea for committing suicide, perhaps you don't want to commit suicide at this time, but at a later time you want to have a good go at it, or if you want to help other people with ideas. Because, you know, Americans don't really have an original thinking. They just copy from people after the trend is over for 5 years in Europe. WFMU, are you on the air?
Yes, hello. I should think one could die a painfully slow death by listening to this program.
And would it be a psychosomatic death? Is that what you are saying?
It would be a hideously boring death.
As boring as your fake accent, how dare you call a radio show and mock my audience with such a lame attempt at a fake accent? People see right through it. How can you not think that I could pierce that veil? WFMU, are you on the air?
Hey, Professor Dum-Dum.
Hello, do you have a suicide attempt to share with the world?
Yeah, I think I would want to jump out of a plane and be impaled by the tip of the Empire State Building.
Would that require precise calculations, do you think?
I think if I was really into the suicide, I could pull it off.
So would you hire people to make these calculations, but not tell them why? Just perhaps...
Definitely, because I'm no engineer.
Yeah, perhaps you give them a dummy filled with all sorts of ground beef and other things to simulate the weight and the water content of your organs, right?
Exactly.
And you say, I would like to throw this airplane... No, this dummy, right? The dummy. You would want to throw the dummy out? Would it be a jet? Would it be a biplane?
Or propellers, whatever could get me up there.
All right. So
I would want to hope to knock out all the lame radio stations, too, at the same time.
But do you not want them to report this feat of yours?
Only if you turn on FMU, it's important to me.
All right, so you don't knock them... FMU, the tower, is in East Orange, so you don't fly around East Orange. Don't do it. Because we don't have the money to even put the airplane warning light on the tower.
No, I want to get the one on the Empire State Building.
The Empire State Building? And is it pointy, do you think?
At the beginning, it looks like it is.
Because from a distance, you can just perceive a pointiness... Just from your deduction. Perhaps it is not in reality pointy.
I could pull it off. I would wear my obituary shirt to give me more power.
You should write your obituary on the obituary shirt.
Brilliant.
That would be a meta-obituary. So, would it bother you that the tip of the Empire State Building might be a little rounded off? Or would you achieve the terminal velocity, which for a human body is, I believe, 300 miles per hour? People are so afraid of falling out of an airplane high in the sky, they'd rather fall out of one that is lower. But you know what? You don't go any faster than 300 miles an hour, no matter how high you are.
Well, that's one calculation I can take into account.
Would you rather like to go out beyond the atmosphere and perhaps be the first human meteorite?
Possibly. Come down as a big old fireball.
That you'd go out in the blazing glory, right?
That's right.
Would you like to share your name? Because my panel said that is a unique idea. Nobody has ever wanted to be impaled upon the Empire State Building.
Yeah, this is Mike from Morristown.
All right, Mike from Morristown. I do have one scientist who did write a note that you should anonymously request the width of the top of the tower, because your buttocks might not be able to sustain such a penetration.
True, I'm very skinny.
Yeah, you might be obliterated instead of impaled. So so look into that, all right?
Very good.
You might also want to consider having a parachute to slow down your descent. You know, there could also be wayward wind that blows you off course, and then maybe you could land on somebody's mother.
This is true, this is true.
You don't want to be impaled by somebody's mother.
No, no, I don't want to take anybody out by myself.
All right, that is very thoughtful of you. Thank you very much for calling. Anybody else? 201-209-9368. WFMU, are you on the air?
Shut up, fool.
WFMU, are you on the air?
Yeah, I've got a really imaginative one. You swim inside a tank of sulfuric acid. Where I wouldn't really do this because it would be too painful and agonizing, but it ends you quickly because you burn.
Sulfuric acid. So yep. It would be big tank, right?
Yeah.
Not a little goldfish tank. Or no. Do you think you could maybe somehow find the technology to shrink yourself to go into a smaller tank? It would be less expensive, right?
True, but that'd be really hard to find.
Would you leave parts of your body? Would you smear them with stuff that would protect against the sulfuric acid to leave behind the memento?
Probably not, but it can make suicide.
So you don't care so much about what happens after, right?
No.
So you don't leave any note or any kind of instructions?
No, not really.
So in a way, that is a suicide solution because you would remain a solution. You would be a liquid inside there.
Yep.
Do you think it would be romantic if somebody took a picture of the tank and there was a cloud, and in the cloud you could see a frown? That would be sad. Frowning Cloud. There should be a band called Frowning Cloud in tribute to your suicide story, right?
Yes.
Frowning Cloud. Well, all right, thank you. And which city are you calling from?
Rutherford, New Jersey.
Rutherford. Thank you very much for calling. So nobody in Rutherford bathed in sulfuric acid that has been taken. I do not know how quickly the sulfuric acid dissolves. After all, in the horror movies, the acid, it is either time-lapse or it's not realistic. You can't just put your hand in there and all of a sudden... Same thing with the piranha. Piranha movies, you just... Oh, let me splash around in the water. And then you lift up your hand and it's only bones! 201-209-9368! This show is so riveting, even the telephone is calling me. WFMU, are you on the air?
Quit doing you.
201-209-9368. Who do we appreciate? Not ourselves, because we want to die. I think that if you kill yourself slowly, that doesn't really count as a suicide. Because everybody's doing it all the time. With our diet, listening to stupid music. I believe it's called rap. Why you even call it music? It is interfering with the function of the brain! WFMU, are you on the air? Hello, I'm talking to you or nobody else but you. Actually, that right now I perceive as a call for help because you don't know how to be witty on your own. You have to rely on the pre-recorded idiot. So your mother, I would like to date her. She would think that everything is peachy. And then I lay a big surprise. I let her know my evaluation of her son. Of her loser son. Who is unable to attract either sex. He's a loser in both worlds. Often that is a motive for killing. Don't you think? Loneliness? Lonely! I'm so lonely! I must call up a radio station! WFMU, are you on the air?
Yes. I thought of a good way to kill myself.
Oh, please share it. Is it for you or for somebody else?
It's for me.
All right, what is it?
I would want to drive a railroad spike into my head by dropping a 12-pound sledgehammer from scaffolding.
That would require precise measurements, right?
Yes.
You wouldn't do it on a windy day, right?
No, definitely not on a windy day.
So let me try to imagine this. You would be laying down, right?
No, standing up.
You'd be
this
standing
way I could
up.
Fall.
And would the spike be on top of your head?
Yes, balanced in a cone that was strapped to my jaw.
But have you heard that some people survive brain injuries?
Yes. There have been people that have driven miles in a car with a spike through their head.
And also, there was, I believe I saw it on television, so it must be true, about a person who was working on a railroad, and an entire metal pipe shot up from the bottom of his head to the top of his head, and out of the top of his head like a rocket!
Interesting.
And
Very horny.
He survived, but you know what? He had emotional problems after.
Well, I would assume so. His entire hypothalamus is obliterated.
Maybe not entire, but good portion. So, are you afraid that maybe that spike might only damage but not kill? Do you have backup?
No,
you
need even a still, backup. I would be pretty holy afterwards.
Holy?
A man of God.
A man of God. Unless, of course, you destroy that part of your brain that is the inborn need to believe in a religion, right?
Well, I think I've destroyed that some time ago.
You destroyed it with reason, right?
Of course.
See, other people, they need a brain injury or a lobotomy or something like that. But Carl Jung, he believed that we are all programmed to believe in religion, and only those people who mutate into higher humans are the ones who can discard this nonsensical beliefs.
Capiche.
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
Definitely not.
I used to call him Santa Claus, but...
Klaus?
Yeah, I had adapted to the American pronunciation. Did I fool you? Did you think I was born here?
No, definitely not, dum-dum. You are from another planet.
So you believe I have been seeded by intelligence from somewhere else?
Possibly a test tube in some laboratory?
What about tubes that are not used for testing, but they are in the shapes of test tubes? Do you still call them test tubes?
No, I call them shot glasses.
Ah, you are very brilliant. I must ask you your name because you are fascinating me. You are a dream caller. What is your name?
Nugget.
Nugget. Oh, you have called many times in the past to the delight of us all.
No, actually, this is my first time calling.
Oh, there was another person named Nugget who called.
Really?
Yeah, I would remember it. Fond memories. I don't know what he said, but it was great.
Good times, good times.
Yes, well, thank you very much for calling, and good luck with that. That is a unique idea. You get the
thank
green
light. Thank
you very
light. Much, Dum-Dum. Take it easy, man.
Take it orally. 201-209-9368. Share your attempt to commit suicide, your idea. Let me tell you if it's original. Sometimes we will also help you to make it better. Sometimes an idea could have a good beginning, but a bad ending. We don't want you to have a bad ending. We want you to die. So call up. We throw it around. Kick the tires around. Drive it around the block. WFMU, are you on the air?
Hello. Yes, I've got one.
Sure.
It requires a tremendous degree of self-control and stealth. You would have to sneak into a medical examiner's office, lay very still as if you were a corpse, and basically it would be suicide by self-inflicted autopsy.
Ah! So are you familiar with the biorhythm, biofeedback?
Sure.
So that is what you are talking about with control. You would control your heartbeat so it is barely perceptible. Almost not even breathing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, when they, you know, actually start to make the incisions, you would have to hold still incredibly.
So death by autopsy. Nobody has ever had an autopsy that confirmed that the cause of death was the autopsy.
It would be quite a surprise.
You need a prize! I have to give you something for this. This is the best thing I've ever heard! Do you know my email address? Do you know it?
What?
It is dumdum@wfmu.org, spelled D-U-M-D-U-M. Dumdum.
Yes, of course.
So you email me and I'll send you some kind of prize, music or other sort of entertainment. You need to be rewarded before you die. Sort of
very
like
good. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sort of like a gladiator before he goes to the arena. He has his pick of women, food, and boogers. Boogers! WFMU, are you on the air? No, you're off the air. WFMU, are you on the air?
Hey, man, are you supposed to be German?
Those questions can be sent to the customer service department of the radio station. The people who are calling up have ideas to kill themselves. By you calling up, it's death by DJ. But I want to kill you. But that is not original, for I have killed many. WFMU, are you on the air?
Hey, what's up?
The sky!
Is this... Where's Nugget? What happened to him?
I don't know. I don't care. You can eat my underwear. 201-209-9368. You must tell me how you want to kill yourself. And I'll tell you if it's original. Let me see. If I decide this is a good day to die, how would I do it? Maybe I shouldn't do something elaborate. Maybe I should use what is in front of me. How can I be unique? I see pen. I see paper. I see microphone. Oh, let me get some calls. WFMU, are you on the air?
Shut up.
Because it's not about me. It's about you. WFMU, are you on the air?
You shouldn't do something elaborate. You should babysit a two-year-old who's toilet training. That's suicide.
I'm sorry, what is that?
You should babysit a two-year-old.
Babysit a two-year-old? I heard...
Who is in toilet training?
I heard that...
That's suicide.
It is disastrous, is it not?
It's a glorious disaster.
But have you ever spawned a child, or do you just babysit one?
Well, I babysit them quite often. And it's a glorious disaster. It's always the best. But it is suicide.
But you are still alive!
Yes, I am, because I ran away.
Oh, that is not a good idea. You're not here to warn people not to do something. You have to do it just for yourself or to help other people to do it. You know, this aversion to filth and other things, that only happens as an adult. You are taught to be offended. It is not natural for you to feel revulsion against a natural body process. So, I just wanted to let you know that we're not engaging in toilet humor. That person was not trying to be funny. I was not trying to be funny. I'm trying to educate you here. What do you think I'm doing? I'm a doctor and a professor. Oh, there is something in this bottle that I must have in my body. Yummy, yummy in my beer belly. All right, call up right now. I'm not kidding. Tell me your idea for a suicide attempt. 201-209-9368. I learned yesterday from a paramedic that you don't have to tie a tourniquet when you chop off a limb. That your body naturally just turns off the plumbing. I don't know if that was true or not. WFMU, are you on the air?
Yes.
And you have a suicide attempt?
Of course.
And what do you want to do? Do nobody else but do?
I like to kill myself by smoking poison ivy.
Smoking poison ivy? By that you mean you will let it dry and go through the process that tobacco undergoes?
Yes. I love smoking it.
But if you love smoking it, it means you've smoked it and you are alive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so why don't you go home and tell your mother that she's fat? Ooh, that's not... Maybe I should commit suicide. I don't know how to press the right buttons. If it weren't for speed dial, I would not talk to anybody. I always fail. I get so excited. It is almost a mystery. I know it's the phone number, but will I dial every button correctly? Sometimes there was in the past, the rotating phone, the rotary phone. My challenge was to do anything but use my finger to make that go around. It took a long time to call people back. 201-209-9368! I want to hear how you want to kill yourself, and I tell you if it's original. I don't really know. I have a panel of scientists here who are delving into the history of mankind across cultures. WFMU, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
And how would you like to kill yourself?
I would like to jump into a garbage can.
From a great
a
height?
A big garbage can.
From how high?
50 or 60 feet.
Would you jump in it head first?
Head first.
Alright, well, at 50 or 60 feet, there is still a possibility of you surviving the fall. Is there a backup plan? How do you plan to die? Do you plan to just stay there crippled and slowly die?
Well, what I would do is I'd make sure I would hold them my hands to my ankles.
Hold your hands to your ankles.
Yes. And then, hey, my backup plan, you could throw me in the garbage can.
No, I don't do that. I just throw your mother in the garbage. WFMU, are you on the air?
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, that right there means that you shouldn't commit your own suicide. Somebody else should beat you to death. Using that kind of nonsense language. You don't say, yo, I am your superior. I am scientist. I am professor. 201, 209, 9368. Take this seriously. Don't be a joke about it. Sometimes you need to do something original. Maybe you had a whole life of being unoriginal. Here's your chance. Do something original. Kill yourself in the original way. WFMU, are you on the air?
We know which car you drive.
And how will you commit suicide that way? Don't commit suicide by standing in front of me while I drive. Sometimes I am distracted. Sometimes I am on telephone. For instance, every week I am on telephone calling Ed Shep to ask him to stay because I'm late. But that's because of you driving on the road slowly during rush hour. The nerve of some people. I have been through many car accidents and for some reason I have survived them. And in one time, it was completely my fault, but I got a new car out of it. So, I don't understand. I have good luck and bad luck at the same time. But, and I don't mean buttock, sometimes it will be time for either luck to be good or luck to be bad. So, I want good luck in a perfect suicide. Getting back to what I said before, I have pen, I have paper, I have bottle, I have microphone. It is very hard for me to decide how to commit suicide from this. Ink poisoning seems to be like an urban legend. Do you know anybody who had ink poisoning? Everybody I know has drawn on his or her own arm. Sometimes I suck the ink out of the pen like a straw to make my mouth blue, like a monster's mouth. Blue! Nothing. But it did make a nice effect on my teeth. The contours of my teeth. So, is nobody else calling up with an idea to kill yourself? 201-209-9368. I rather like the idea of jumping into a garbage can, but to really cement it, in case I survive the fall, I must be disguised as garbage. How do I disguise myself as garbage? Oh, I know. I will dress up like an American. WFMU, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm sorry, but your accent is a little fake. WFMU, are you on the air?
Hello.
Same to you, you, nobody else but you. WFMU, are you on the air? It seems that people are not excited to be on the air. WFMU, are you on the air? Tell me, are you happy to be on the air?
Yes, I am. Very happy.
And what will you do to kill yourself?
Well, I thought about a good way for you to do it with, I guess you have a bottle. Maybe
oh,
a bottle
yes,
of
yes, thank you, because I'm having trouble.
Yeah, you could, put your mouth around the microphone and pour the water on the microphone while it's plugged in. Maybe it'll be enough juice, a 220 line or something to, take you out, or at least give you a little fry.
Because the water is a conductor, right?
Exactly.
Should I do anything before that?
Time, too. Maybe choke.
Yeah.
can't play the whole song because Dave the Spaz is immature and won't let me play my music. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Remember to call and yell at Dave the Spaz because he won't let me play the whole song.
Rock and roll. before the evening is over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. I hope you get a kick out of watching that. Wow. 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 Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy to be here tonight, even at this salary.
Cha-cha time! No more rocking and rolling for me and you. No more rocking and rolling for me and you. No more rocking and rolling for me. Let's do the cha-cha, let's dance to the beat. Cha-cha, 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 cha-cha.